I was just talking about love. Love is innate in our souls, innate. God is love and our souls are of the same essence as that of God, it is also love. Love knows just attaching with somebody. Conscious being we are, our conscious entity, our souls, we have to be attached to the over-conscious, over-self or the all-consciousness. Instead, it has been attached to the world. The reason is why we are coming back again and again. It should have been just attached to God or the God in man. Then the result will be, wherever he will go, you will go. If he is not to return to the earthly sojourn, then why should you return? So what is love? Love is the, what you say, attribute of the soul, you see. It's already ingrained, innate in our soul. That requires attachment always. So just like it is life-giving for a man, you see. Just like fish is so much life, water, it is its life, you see. Fish is taken out of the water, that will simply die. Similarly, there's a kamal, there's one sort of plant that grows in the water, and the more water there, the more it grows up. Similarly, our soul, which are endowed with the love of God, naturally they enjoy that life-giving water, or water of life for the soul. So what it, naturally man who is there, he is really detached from the world, altogether from heart. Vairagya or renunciation, you see, truly lies in the fact that we are not tied to the world, to anything outside. And the man who has got love within him, you see, love of God, he is the most detachment. He is attached somewhere so much so that all other things are leave our mind. We are not attracted by anything else. For instance, one man is sitting there, we've got love for him. There may be hundreds of others sitting, we'll simply wholly and solely absorbed in him, and others will be just away from our mind. We are detached. This is the feat of this love. Who has got love for God or for anything, that is a truly man who is really a vairagi or the detached world, from the world. And love knows sacrifice. Master says those who would like to play the game of love, they should come here with their heads cut and put on their palms. And then even then they would not even mention that they have done all this. Because God knows our very tender of our mind, what lies in our mind. This is one side I show, you see. But what does he want? He always wants to see the Master. He loves everything of the Master. I was just quoting one man. There was a Pacific conference here some years back. One minister of Korea, that is a country next to Japan, north of China. He came here. He came across here and he was initiated. He was so much, intoxicated, he would just embrace all these walls and the trees here. He said, these are very beautiful, very loving, for the sake of the Master. That's but natural. One man just phoned me from America. All right, what you want? I simply want to hear your voice, nothing else. You talk something. Oh, what you want, tell me. No, I want to hear your voice. For about 1 hour, he continued like that. You know how much that would have cost him? 1 hour telephone message, only to want, he wanted to hear the voice. I think not less than only telephone costs about 30 rupees, at least 30, 40 rupees, only for sugar. That means not less than $200 and even more than that. So that is what nature, who has got love, he has love for whom, in everything will appear to him. There is a story in India, you see, one Majnu was very fond of Lala. So once he came across one dog, he began to kiss his feet, hug him. People asked him, "What are you doing?" "Oh, this god, this dog I have seen just going into the lane of my Lala," with whom he was very much in love, you see. This is but natural. So he says, if the eyes do not see the master, those eyes should be taken out. Those ears do not hear the voice of the beloved, you see, those ears, it would be better they are deaf. That head is blessed who bows down to the feet of the beloved. So the lover wants always those arms should be broken, they say. I'll quote it here. Guru Nanak also said, Shamash Tabrez also said, those arms should be broken which have not embraced the Master. So these are the feet of love, what the lover wants. He naturally wants to be near to the Master, the God in him, of course. He wants to listen to every word he says. He will follow it at any cost. If you love me, keep my commandments. So these things follow as a matter of course, I would say. Who loves, he will follow what Master says, whether he is in his presence or away. To Master is word personified, whether he is thousands of miles away. He is watched, he is being watched, because his word manifests, and sometimes he manifests physically also, to just meet with the wishes of the lover, you see. This is what love does it. And what does it cost? Nothing. It costs only that much. Have your whole attention riveted into the beloved, that's all. All these things will follow, naturally. Again this question comes, what is love, where it is, what it wants naturally, and what things follow of itself, I mentioned about that. Then how this can be developed, this is what I told you yesterday. Mm-hmm. Whom you love is always in your mind. If you keep anybody always in your mind, naturally you feel attraction. Then when you even think of somebody comes near to you, speaks of the Master, is your true relative? So, this is feet of love, you see. It is well most practical and the most competent way in which you can develop is to just sit in the radiation of somebody who is overflowing with the love and intoxication of God. That's the quickest, natural way of being, what you said. Infection, you'll get infection for the society of the Master, of the man who is overflowing with the love of God. And what does it cost? Nothing. Beloved wants the lover not to look to anybody, not to hear anybody, not to think of anybody. He would keep his form within his eyes, close his ears, not to let him see anybody, nor he would himself see anybody else. This is what the feet of love, you see. The man who has got such a love, why should he return to the world? He may return, he may be sent as a teacher, as a master, as a doctor, to bring back the children of God to his home. But he will never come as a prisoner, as a reaction of the past, as being attached to the world. So this is the feat of love, you see, what it gives us. And what it causes is simply, your attention is just divided in so many ways. Like one pipe is there, I tell you. There are so many holes in the pipe, and the water flows through the pipe. From each hole, drop by drop, water oozes out. If you close all the holes of the pipe, one hole is there, then the water will shoot forth like anything. So if our love, which is now divided in so many, say it will be drawn from outside, and only one avenue is there, God or the God in man, naturally that will shoot forth. So love is there already innate in our souls, simply that is divided in so many things. Somewhere in the body, somewhere in the enjoyment, somewhere with the children, somewhere for the name and fame of the world. If you just attach one whole love will be there, then naturally you are detached from others, and that will work wonders. So any words coming out of such a man, you see, naturally those are charged with love, by radiation. Why these people come from thousands of miles here? What for? Do I look at him also? That's all. To hear his words. Of course they can have the same effect even thousands of miles away by turning their attention towards the Master. Just at radio or the television. Kabir says if your Master lives across the ocean and you live this side, just direct your attention that way. You get the same benefit. But even that, you cannot underrate the value of the first and experience, first company of the Master. So this is feat of love, you see, when that is dwelt in body. Naturally, these things come up, they follow. So, such like people, you see, when they come to the world is flooded with love. Because by infection, by radiation, you get the same thing. When you sit by, say, ice or snow, naturally you get cold. If you sit by fire, naturally you have heat. So if you sit by anybody who has got inside love and bliss of God, you know, intoxication, well, naturally that you will have that infection like that. If a man, you sit by somebody who is with so many things, you see, died with lust and deceit, you see, contempt for others, retaliation, this and that, naturally you will have heat, not cold. That is why the company of the saints have been so much spoken of by the saints. When you sit by somebody, naturally that society has the same effect by radiation. So that is all, say, God is love, our soul is also love, and the way back to God is also through love. All these reading scriptures and performance of one ritual or the other, this and that thing, what for? So that you may have your attention diverted to God. Your love, which is distributed in so many ways, though should be just pointed at once. Only for that reason. If that is not the result, then all your outward penances are fruitless. To speak of love is something else. To have love is something else. When you have love in your heart, that I told you yesterday, it is the subject of the heart, not of head. So such like people go ahead, you see, like that. Head may be there to understand, that's all. But you have to develop love. So you cannot reach God except through love. And love is developed in that way. As I already explained to you yesterday and today. These are the things which we have to see whether we have got in our souls or in our, we have dwelt in our own selves or not. Only touching some place, going to some place, or just singing or this and that won't do. Just see how far you have dwelt love for God within you, that's all. When you think of God, you see you have love for God and the God in man, naturally you dwell those very attributes which is personified. In Japji, perhaps you have read, to hear the sound principle of God, just like when the crop is cut, you see, and the grain is taken out at one place of the whole crop, that place is called as a abode. You see, he says if you got to hear the sound come in touch with the light of God or hear the voice of God, the sound principle, all virtues will just embedded in you. You will have all virtue only by hearing, coming in touch with the sound and light of God. These things follow naturally. Here we lack. We put in less time. We put in more, what you say, more time for the outward things rather than God. So first of all is to be, have God consciousness all through, universal God consciousness. First personal, then universal. When that deteriorates, you see, we come just the very thing which just brought in to develop love for God. Only rituals, we care more for the rituals, outer performances, rather than the love of God. That's a deterioration. Blessed are those penances of the ritual by performing which you develop love in you. Only for the sake of the religious, if you perform all rituals, that will carry blessing. Those are good actions, of course, that will react in goodness, but not in God. So you remain in any country, in any school of thought, that makes no difference. The difference lies in how far you have developed in love for God. Those rituals, those methods, those things which can help you in developing love for God, those are blessed. So for that company of the saints is most needed. The society of the good people naturally will develop in you goodness. The society of spiritual men will develop in you spirituality. That is why it is said the man is known by the company he keeps. So this is the feat of love, you see. The more you dwell this way, the more you are blessed. You are making the best use of your life. If not, then you are just taking up a way that will bring you back again and again to the world, that's all. So blessed is the man who meets with the master, who just sows the seed of Naam within you that can't be destroyed, you see. Then if you just come in contact with Naam, naturally you love for God, you detach from the world. Even that, the man who has just been initiated got that seed of Naam within him. Something, some little or more capital to start with. Even that he has not later on dwelt that in his life, forgotten it, even then he will have to come back, but not below the level of man, because in man body only that seed can dwell. Why, what is the use of coming back to man even? Why not put in more time and dwell that thing which you got already? So you got the love for God or the love of God in man by following his injections or instructions, that is, you are not to come back. The more you advance in the earthly life, the more you will go to higher planes. So put in more time, please, in your practices, develop love for God within you. You will be blessed. You will make the best use of your life. So ye baatein bhai aapke liye, sunte roz, sunna kaafi nahi. We have got oceans of talks, I would say. We have got oceans of talks. But how many grains are of action? How many? An ounce of practice and more than tons of theories. So please want any farmers, not of others, but of themselves. An example is better than precept. This is what is needed. We simply, in the sort of what you say, church-like, take to the outward rituals, not caring for the purpose for which those are meant. And they will even lay down their lives for their performance, but forget the God for which those were meant. That's a deterioration, you see, truly speaking, God. The highest religion is to dwell God consciousness within you. And the love of God. In His holy presence, I would say. He is everywhere. Where is He not? He is everywhere. We are living, having our being in Him. Only the question remains of the opening of the eye to see. That's all. That eye is opened by the Master. He gives you a contact with the expression, God into expression power, which light, which is life, light and love, light and sound principle. The more you put in time that way, all virtues will be embedded in you. So just see where you stand, that's all I would say.